Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 13th of April, 2017. We're going to be getting into the book of Habakkuk today, which is a short book, and I may get into Zephaniah, which is also a short book. Let's see what transpires. See what Yahweh brings about. I want to remind everybody before we get started that Eurofolk Radio is offering a Hebrew feast day calendar according to Enoch's solar calendar. Brother Hebert of North Carolina has put this together. It's professionally done on beautiful heavy gloss paper. Each page depicts scenes from the Bible and from our Anglo-Saxon heritage. And if you would like a copy and wish to help support EFR, just click on the donate button at the top of the page and send us a donation of $20 or more to get your calendar. Please put calendar in the message and give us your mailing address, so you won't get confused during the year when it comes time for the feast days. I've got mine, and it's a dandy. I like it. So let's get into Habakkuk here. Let me clear the pipes and get a drink of water, and we'll get started. Alrighty then. Habakkuk, and it's spelled C-H-A-B-A-Q-Q-U-Q in the Hebrew, and it's number 2265 from number 2263, Chabak. And it means to embrace. Habakkuk means the embracer, or as some translate it, the wrestler. I don't know why they have it wrestling, but the exact dates of his prophecy are not known, but are believed to be around 606 BC or 655 BC, depending on who you're asking at the time. So it's in that area. So let's get started with verse 1. The prophetic utterance, that's 4.8.5.3, which Habakkuk the prophet saw, 2.3.7.2, as seen in the spirit. Verse 2. O Yahweh, how long shall I cry, 7768, and you will not hear? Cry out to you of violence, and you will not save. Verse 3. Why do you show me iniquity, 205, and cause me to behold trouble, 5999? For havoc, 7701, and violence are before me, and there is the raising up of strife, 7379, and contention, 4066. Therefore the law, as the Torah, 8451, is paralyzed, 6:3, 1:3. And justice never goes forth because the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, crooked, 6:1, 2:7, justice goes forth. Verse 5, and you can reference Acts 13, verse 41 for this. Behold you among the nations, and regard and be greatly astonished, because I will work a work in your days you will not believe, because it was told to you. This is Yahweh speaking. Because, lo, I raise up the Kasdi, 3:7, 7:8, that's the Chaldeans, Babylonians, a bitter, 4:7, 5:1, and hasty nation, which shall walk through the wide places of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. Okay, and verse 6, you can reference 2 Kings 24, verse 2. Verse 7, they are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall go forth from them. Their horses are swifter than leopards, 5:2, 4:6, and are keener, that's chadad, as sharpened, 2300, than the wolves, 2:06, 1, of the evening. 61:53, and their horsemen shall come from far away, they shall fly as the eagle, 5:7, 4, hastening, 2:3, 6:3, to eat. So he's going to bring the Babylonians down on them. Okay, there's going to be an invasion. This is what's coming. Verse 9, they shall all come for violence. Their faces shall, now this word we don't know what it means. It's a Chaldean word, number 4041. And we don't know what it means. Their faces shall magama. 4041. So, can't tell you what that means. Nobody knows. As the east wind. 6:9, 2:1. And they shall gather the captives as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings. And the princes shall be scorned by them. They shall deride, 7:8, 3:2, every stronghold, 4:0, 1:3, because they shall heap dust and capture it. In other words, they will build siege ramps and capture all and invade all the cities. They'd go up over to the top of the walls, and then they could pour up over the walls and attack. Verse 11, then the wind passes through, 2:4, 9:8, they transgress and offend, imputing this power to their Eloah. 4:3:3. That's a little g god. They were sun worshipers. Babylonians were sun worshipers. That's why a lot of the Babylonian Talmud is sun worship. Okay? So they will transgress and offend. They will offend Yahweh because they're worshiping the sun, not him. Now he's going to use them as tools for punishment, but he's not going to bless them. He's going to let them do what they're going to do to punish Israel. Okay? And they did that. That's Nebuchadnezzar and the rest of the kings of Babel. And here is Habakkuk speaking. Are you not from ancient times, 6924, O Yahweh, my Elohim, my Holy One? We shall not die, O Yahweh. You have ordained them for judgment, and, O Rock, 6697, that's an appellation to Yahweh, that's a praise, a form of praise. You have established them for correction. That's right, he's going to punish them. Verse 13. You are of purer eyes than to behold evil. Pure is 2889. And cannot look upon trouble. 5999. And that's amal, or mischief, as done to others. For what reason look upon those that deal treacherously, 898, and keep silent, 2790, when the wicked devours those more righteous than he? Why would you look on that? Verse 14, and make Adami, that's Adamites, the race of Adam, but the King James Version has men, that's just gender specific. No. See, they've changed that. They've substituted men for to hide the race of Adam. They do that all the time in Scripture. But I just get so mad. And make Adami as the fishes of the sea, and as the creeping things with no ruler over them. Verse 15, they take up all of them with a fish hook, 2443, and sweep them up, 1641, in their fish net, 2764, and gather them in their dragnet, 4365. Therefore they are glad, 8055, and rejoice, 1523. These are the evil people that are doing this to Adamites. Verse 16, therefore they sacrifice, 2076, to their fishnet, and burn incense, 6999, to their dragnet, because by them their portion is plentiful and their food healthy. They're worshiping their fishnet and their dragnet as gods. Verse 17, shall they therefore empty their fishnet and not spare continually to slay the nations? They're constantly killing people. And that ends chapter 1, so let's get into chapter 2 here. And Yahweh answers Habakkuk here. And this is Habakkuk speaking. I will stand upon my watch, 4931, and station myself, 3320, upon the watchtower, 4692, as in being under siege. And let me clear my lungs here for a minute. Yeah, I get clogged up and can't talk. Ah, well. Station myself on the watch and will watch, 6822, to see what he, speaking of Yahweh, will say to me and to what I shall answer to when I am reproved, 8433. So he's gonna as a prophet, he wants to see what Yahweh's gonna say to him in order to correct him if he's wrong. Verse 2. And Yahweh answered me and said, write the vision, 2377, and declare it 3871874 upon tablets. 3871. That he may run 7323 that reads it. Oh. Verse 3, and you can reference Hebrews 10, verse 37. Because the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarries, it lingers, 4102. Wait for it, 2442. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. 309 again. And won't wait. This is a vision that he's having. Verse 4. You can reference Romans chapter 1 verse 17. Galatians 3 verse 11. And Hebrews 10 verse 38. Behold, his soul, which is proud, 6075, is not upright in him. He's not righteous. 3474. But the just, 6662, shall live, 2421, by his faith, 530. Those that are proud are not upright in soul. But the just shall live by faith, faith in Yahweh. Verse 5, yea also, because he acted unfaithfully, 898, by wine, 3196, he shall not abide, 5115, who enlarges, 7337, his appetite, 5315, that's his being, as Sheol, 7585, now that's the land of the dead and its inhabitants, but gathers to him all nations and assembles to him all people. And verse 5315, you can reference Isaiah 5:14, larges his appetite, in other words, his being, his presence. That's what 5315 means. Verse 6, shall not all these take up a parable against him? This is the wicked one that they're talking about. And a taunting, 4426, riddle, 2420 against him, and say, woe to him who increases that which is not his. How long? In other words, how long is this going to go on? And to him that makes himself heavy with debts. In other words, he gets himself deep into debt, like we are in America today. Verse 7. Now listen to this. Shall not usurers, 5391, suddenly rise up and awake? Shall violently shake you? 2111. And you shall be for plunder, 4933, to them? Now, aren't we under these usurers today here and everywhere? The usurers, and you know who the usurers are, I don't have to tell you. The usurers are violently shaking everybody, and we will be just as plunder. We're as spoil. Well, verse 8, because you have despoiled many, many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil you. In other words, these wicked ones, you've despoiled a lot of people, but the remnant of Israel will spoil you. because of the blood of Adami, that's the Adamite people, the race of Adam, and the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell in it. They had people in control at that time that were doing these things over Israel in the city. The city's going to be punished. And the rulers, because the rulers were doing evil. Verse 9, woe to him that covets, 1:2, 1:4, an evil covetousness, 1:2, 1:5, to his house, so that he may set his nest, 7:6, 0:4, on high, 4:7, 9:1, so that he may be delivered from the hand of evil. Like the nest of an eagle up on high. And he's going to put his household way up there by doing wrong. Verse 10. You have consulted, 3:2, 8:9, shame, 13:22, to your house by cutting off, 7:0, 9:6, many people, and have sinned, 2:3, 9:8, against yourself. Verse 11. Because the stone shall cry out from the wall, and the beam from the timber shall answer it. Verse 12. Woe to him that builds a town, 5:8, 9:2, with blood, and establishes a city, 7:1, 5:1, and this is all one word, by violent deeds of injustice, 5:7, 6:6, and that's Awalah. Okay. Behold, is it not of Yahweh of hosts that the people shall labor for fire, and the people shall weary themselves, 3:2, 8:6, for vanity, 7:3, 8:5, worthlessness. And verse 13 that I just read, you can reference the book of Sirach in the Apocrypha, chapter 14, verse 19. And here is verse 14, and you can reference Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9, for verse 14. Because the land shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of Yahweh, as the waters cover over the sea. Verse 15. Now, talking about alcoholic drink. Woe to him that gives drink, 8:2, 4:8, to his neighbor, that joins him, 5:5, 9:6, cause him to join with the bottle, to the bottle, 2:5, 7:3, and makes him drunken also. So makes him a partner in drunkenness. So that you may look upon their naked body. 4:5, 8, now they get drunk and lose their clothes and, you know, well, whatever. Verse 16, you are filled, 7:6, 4:6, with shame, 7:0, 3:6, for glory. Instead of glory, you've got shame. You also drink, 8:3, 5:4, and let yourself be counted as uncircumcised, 6:1, 8:8, and that means be an object of mockery. The cup, 3:5, 6:3, of Yahweh's right hand shall be turned to you. That's the cup of Yahweh's wrath or power. and disgrace, 7022, shall be upon your glory. So if you were a good man and had good reputation, and you start doing these things, you're going to be thought a fool. Verse 17. Because the violence of Lebanon, 3844, shall cover you, and the spoil, that's plunder of war, 7701, of beasts, 929, two-legged beasts, which made them afraid, 2865, because of Adam's blood. Uh-oh, they shed Adam's blood, and a beast is not allowed to kill an Adamite without being slain. They are to be slain. Well, we have beasts of the field here that are killing Adamites, and they are not slain. Unrighteousness rules. And for the violence of the land, of the city, and all that dwell in it. The cities then had become like our cities are now. They're pits of sin. They're terrible. Verse 18. What profits, 3276, the carved idol? 6459, that the former of it, that's the guy that carved it, 3335, has carved it, 6458. The cast image, 4541, and a teacher of lies, 3384, teacher, lies, 8267. Because the former of its forming, 3336, trusts upon it to make dumb idols. Now, dumb doesn't mean stupid. It means they can't speak or hear. Deaf and dumb. They don't speak. They're just hunks of wood and stone. They don't move. They don't eat. They don't do anything. If you worship them, they do nothing. Verse 19. Woe to him that says to the wood idol, awake, 6974. To the silent stone, silent, 1748, stone, 68, arise, 5782. It shall teach, 3384. Behold, it is sheathed, 8610, in gold and silver. That 8610 literally means grasped. They've gold plated it or silver plated it. And there is no breath at all in the midst of it. In other words, it's not alive. It's nothing. Verse 20. But Yahweh is in his holy temple. Let all the land keep silent before him. 2013. Shut your mouths. Don't want to hear any more of your idol worship. And here's chapter 3 of Habakkuk. This is Habakkuk's prayer. A prayer, 8605, of Habakkuk the prophet, as a rambling song, 7692. And that is Shigayon, and the meaning is a little unclear. Maybe non-poetic or whatever. We really don't know on that. Verse 2. O Yahweh, I have heard your fame and was afraid. O Yahweh, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Ooh. Verse 433. Eloah, that's Aramaic, 433, came from Teman. 8487. Okay, that is a duke of Edom. He was over all over there, and he was all over the land. Okay, so Eloah came from Teman, and the Holy One, that's speaking of Yahweh, 6918, from Mount Paran, 6290, and then it has Selah, 5542. That's like a musical rest, because this is a song. But we don't know the tune of it. It's lost. Like a lot of David's psalms, they were set to music, but we don't have the tunes anymore. His glory covered the skies, that's speaking of Yahweh, and the land was full of his praise. 8416, speaking of Yahweh. Verse 4. And his brightness was as the lightning. Brightness, 5051, was as the lightning, 216. Rays, 7161, like rays of light, at his side, 3027. It's poetic usage. And 3027 is hands, okay? Rays at his side made he, 8033, the hiding, 2253, of his power, 5797. Verse 5. Before him went the pestilence, 1698. And burning plague, 7565, went forth at his feet. This is how he punishes. Verse 6. He stood and measured, 4128, the land. He beheld and startled, 5425, the nations. And the everlasting mountains were shattered, 6327. The perpetual hills bowed, 7817. The ways of eternity are his. This is all speaking of Yahweh. These are all honorariums. Verse 7. I saw the tents of Cushan, 3572, in calamity, 205. The curtains, 3407, of the land of Midian, 4080, trembled, 7264. That's Midian. Yeah. Verse 8. Was Yahweh angry, 2734, against the rivers, 5104? Was your anger against the rivers? Was your wrath against the sea that you rode upon your horses and your chariots of salvation? 3444. Your bow, 7198. Into nakedness, 6181. Was laid bare, 5783. All right, the bow was made ready for use, is what that means. According to the oaths, 7621, of the tribes, 4294. Your bow into nakedness was laid bare according to the oaths of the tribes. Your word, 562, Selah, another musical rest. You cleaved, 1234, the land with the rivers. Cut the land. That was a slice in the. This is all poetic. You can't take this literally. Okay? This is a poem and a song. Verse 10. The mountains saw you, and they trembled. The downpour of the water passed by. The deep gave voice, that's deep waters, 8415, and lifted its hands on high, 7315. Deep water doesn't have hands. This is poetic, okay? And lifting the hands on high is praise. So even the sea praised Yahweh. This is a poetic song, not literal. Verse 11, the sun and the moon stood still in their lofty habitation, 2073. At the light, 216, of your arrows, 2671, that's arrows of lightning, they went. At the shining, 5051, of your glittering, 1300, spear, 2595, that's lightning as a glittering spear. Verse 12. You marched through, 6805, the land in indignation, 2195. You threshed, 1758, the nations in anger. Like turned them up with a threshing fork. And threw them up in the air. That's what they did with to thresh grain. They would throw the whole stalk up in the air and the grain would fall out. That's what they did. And then they took the empty stalks and used them as hay. You marched through in anger. Verse 13, you went forth for the salvation, 3468, of your people. For salvation with your anointed one, 4899. Salvation of your people. Anointed one, the people of Israel were anointed people. They are spoken of as the anointed. Not one person, it's not a singular, it's a collective. Israel is the anointed. Anointed by Yahweh. You smite the head from the house of the wicked by uncovering, 6168, the foundation, 3247, unto the neck, 6677. And then Salah, another musical rest. In other words, and covers all the deeds of wickedness and shows the head of wickedness so it can be smitten. Verse 14. You pierced through 5344 with staves, 4294, the head of his warriors, the wicked one, 6518. They storm along, 5590, to scatter me, 6327. When he says scatter me, it means he's part of Israel. Their exaltation, 5951, was as it were to devour the poor, 6041, secretly, 4565. They do all their dirty deeds in secret, like they do today. All these laws and all this stuff that's going on, they passed secretly. It hasn't changed. The evil ones are doing things in secret, and we don't know what they're doing in the halls of the government, because it's all classified and secret. But then it comes down on us, all of a sudden there's a new law. Huh? Where'd this come from? It's secret. It's classified. It's for national security. Yeah. Verse 15. You trode, that means walk through, 1869. You trode through the sea with your horses, 5483. The churning, 2563, of many waters. Verse 16. When I heard, my belly trembled. 7264. My lips quivered, 6750, at the sound. Rottenness, 7538, entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest, 5117, in the day of trouble, 6869, when he, speaking of Yahweh, comes up to the people, he will attack them, 1464. These are the evil people. Okay. Verse 17. Although the fig tree, 8384, shall not blossom, 6524, nor fruit, 2981, on the vines, 1612, the labor, 4639, of the olive, 2132, shall be denied, 3584, and the field shall yield no food. The flock shall be cut off, 1504, from the fold, that's the sheepfold, 4386, and no herd, 1241, in the stalls, 7517, that's beef herd. Verse 18. Yet I will rejoice, 5937, in Yahweh. I will rejoice, 1523, different word, in the Elohim of my salvation, 3468. Verse 19. And you can reference 2 Samuel 22, verse 34, and Psalms 18, verse 33. Yahweh my Lord, 136, that's a title, that's correct. It's not Baal, it's Adonai. Yahweh my Lord is my strength, 2428. And he will make my feet like a doe's, 355, that's a female deer. And he will make me tread upon my high places, 1116. And the end of this verse says, to the leader, 5329, that's the musical leader, on my stringed instruments, 5058. This last, the entire chapter of chapter 3, from where he introduces it, was played as a song. So that ends the book of Habakkuk. And I really do not have the time to get into Zephaniah today to do it justice, because it's a longer book, and I can't really get it done. It's three chapters, but it's longer. They're longer chapters, and there's commentary I need to do on Habakkuk. He is speaking of invaders in this book, and he's speaking of the people of Israel and the wicked that are doing wickedness in Israel. I mean, he's all over the place in here. I've read it to you, and I've given you the comments and the word references and the Strong's numbers. But you really need to read this book and think on it as you go through to do a proper study on it. When you read scripture, you actually look it up and you read it, it imprints itself on your mind and you remember much more and have a greater understanding, because you can wait, you can stop at in the middle of a page and put a piece of paper, you know, where you stopped, and get to your concordances and stuff and look up stuff. And get a much, much clearer picture of what's being said. These prophetic books, first of all, are very difficult to translate because of the archaic and poetic and figurative and metaphorical usages in them. You can't take these things literally. They're visions and prophetic words. And as time goes on, our time I'm speaking of, more and more of these things will be revealed. I mean, we're seeing stuff today that makes perfect sense that wouldn't make perfect sense 100 years ago. Because of the occurrences and fulfillment of prophecy. Yeshua Messiah said, not one jot or tittle of the law shall fail till heaven and earth have passed away, until all be fulfilled. Well, he fulfilled some stuff while he was here. He eliminated the Levitical priesthood's sacrificial requirements, because he was the final perfect sacrifice. And he eliminated the Levitical priesthood because it had been so overcome with non-Levitical priests. The Edomite Pharisees had killed all the Aharonic seed line of priests that they could get their hands on, and they didn't have sons of Aaron. The only ones that were ever designated to be priests as priests, they put in whoever was politically expedient or who would buy a favor, and they made them priests when they were not entitled to be priests. Most of which were Edomites. And that's why Yeshua Messiah reviled them and told them they were of their father the devil in John chapter 8. Each one of these books of prophecy further reveals things as time goes on. Things there will be in the appointed time in the last days. Well, I got news for you. The last days are here. And we are seeing the opening of the prophecies in these books that we couldn't understand before. Now, Eli and Greg Howard are doing the Apocalypse of Baruch. They've been doing that on Fridays. And the unveiling of that prophecy is so tremendous. And it's not meant except for the true house of Israel, for the elect, for basically Christian identity. We're the only ones that are really awake. There's a lot of people that claim to be Christians, but they haven't got a clue. They're Judeo-Christians. That's not real Christianity. we are seeing prophecy unfold in our time. A lot of people have the reaction, oh, the times are terrible, and I wish I lived way back when this and all that. You are living in the most exciting and fulfilling time that you could live in. You should praise Yahweh that you're here now to be able to witness His destruction of the children of the enemy. They are in full panic mode. We've got them running around like chickens with their head cut off. All the truther sites are exposing them. Christian identity preachers are preaching against them. People are listening and learning, and their eyes are opening. And the remnant is gathering. Wow! I mean, oh, that's tremendous. That we're privileged to see the Word come alive as it hasn't in years. Oh, there has been revivals in America, but they have been Judeo-Christian revivals. Not real Christianity, and the inroads that Christian identity has made, people are coming over one at a time, but there's so many that our believers are expanding so rapidly, it's got the enemy in a panic. Now, it's not the massive numbers of deluded sheeple that are in the mega churches that watch the TV preachers and think they're true. But these are the ones that Yahweh has called. There's some people Yahweh's not calling them. Nobody comes to the Father except He draws them through the Holy Spirit, okay? He will add to our ranks as He sees fit. But it's our job to keep preaching and teaching, to plant that seed, and Yahweh will make it grow if it's on fertile ground. And if it's not on fertile ground, we shouldn't worry about it. I mean, it grieves me to see my racial brothers and sisters in apostasy. It really does. But if they have closed their hearts and minds and absolutely love the world and its order of arrangement more than they love Yahweh, and they don't want to come under Yahweh's rule, and Israel broke from Yahweh's rule when we wanted an earthly king, and Samuel warned them through Yahweh's word. And Yahweh said, they haven't rejected you, Samuel. They've rejected me. And this is what's going to happen. And it has come true. It has been. When we think we know better than Yahweh and we're going to do what we want, it's always a mess. Always. Always. We can't run things without Yahweh. And those of us that have broken away from the mainstream that's in the world, we've broken out, come out from the world, and are living a different lifestyle according to the word of Yahweh, we see more and more and more. And the more we see, the more we know that we made the right decision. We see the slippery slope of destruction that these people are sliding down. And it is just a doggone shame. And hey, look! You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. We can do what we can do, and no more. We can't shove it down people's throats. It won't work. People have to want to come to Yahweh. And if they don't want to come to Yahweh, then they're not gonna. And you can't make them. And you can get upset about it and say, oh man, what a shame. Well, yeah, what a shame. Lot of things are a shame in the world. Okay? We can't save ourselves, let alone save anybody else. Yahweh does the saving. And we have to steel ourselves to the knowledge that there are some people that Yahweh just does not want. This false thing that Yahweh loves everybody is a lie. There are some people Yahweh just, you know, and these preachers that are running around trying to save the Jews don't know what to say about them. They're in a real mess, and there's not much we can do to help them, okay? They are very, very deluded, and they are deluding others by their false teachings. And we can just sit back and watch. That's all we can really do. We can preach against them, and I do. You hear me? I'm hammering on them. David James, Eli, Pastor Visser, everybody at EFR trying to tell the truth, and we're trying to dispel this false doctrine of the Judeo-Christians. We'll get a convert now and then, but it's not going to be a mad rush. Remnant means a small part of the whole. And we are small, and that's what Yahweh wants. And the people that choose to be goat people, that's a free choice of theirs. We can't force them to do anything else. You know, they're going to do what they're going to do, and sorry about that. Okay, I need to let people know that when I get through all the books of the prophets, now tomorrow I'm going to do Zephaniah, and then Haggai, and then Zechariah, that's going to take 4 shows, and then Malachi is going to be a 1-show thing, and then 4 shows on Daniel. After I'm finished with Daniel, I'm going to go into a summer schedule because I really need a break and some time. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'll be working on the book of Psalms till I get through Psalms. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to do the rerun starting in Genesis, because there's a lot of newcomers that have started listening to my shows, but they haven't heard Genesis on up. So I'm going to do some catch-up shows for newcomers on Tuesdays and Thursdays, starting in Genesis, and I'll work through Genesis and then go into Exodus, etc., etc., on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But Monday, Wednesday, and Friday will be brand new shows. So may Yahweh bless and keep all of you. And I will talk to you on the morrow in the book of Zephaniah. Praise Yahweh and Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.